I am Ricardo Rosas. I am part of the Mediatatica.org network from Brazil. Mediatatica was responsible for the project of the autolabs in the peripheral regions, or the slums, from São Paulo. The autolabs emerged in a time when the much-known project of the telecentros was having its peak in São Paulo's government public policy towards the digital literacy of the disenfranchised parts of the population. This sort of policy, so-called digital inclusion, that is, bridging the digital gap, had many problems, not only related to its discourse, its official discourse, which didn't lack some kind of paternalistic demagogy, but also to its very practical approach, once it provided space for free access to the Internet by the poor or general population, in computers running Linux and free software, but no pedagogical or constructive approach was given to allow the public to create or produce something from and with the equipment provided in such spaces. Such were like types of cyber cafes in which you could access Internet, and that was all. The autolabs, on the other side, were not born out of some kind of public policy, but were indeed the fruit of some ideas that were popping up in the tactical media scene in Brazil. This small scene had already been formed around some actors, some actions in a festival held around March 2003. As one of the organizers of the festival Mediatatica Brasil, Gisele Vasconcelos called some collectives of the network to think up a new form of teaching disenfranchised groups on how to deal with computers and also how to produce knowledge, graphic design, sound, and content. Some of the groups came from the activist scene, like Indie Media Brazil. Others came from techie groups that recycled computers and propagated the use of Linux, like Metaphora, now Meta Reciclagem. Others were sound and independent radio producers, like Interfusion and Radio Muda, and guerrilla graphic designers like the ones from Base V Collective. Those groups gathered in a project fought to give classes and workshops on computer recycling, the use of Linux, graphic production, sound and radio production, and the production of content to 300 poor youngsters, most of them girls, from the three peripheral districts, Emerlino Matarazzo, São Miguel Paulista, and Itaquera. The project itself was part of a bigger one sponsored by the NGO La Fabrica, which invited Mediatatica Network to make part of its project by providing new media literacy classes. The project was also part of the policy of the sub-town halls in the city of São Paulo. As such, the Autolabs was obviously sort of a host project inside the big one. And also, it was a strange presence inside it. Once what it proposed was not common inside projects like that. Why? First, because the classes were not given by teachers, but by activists and grassroots practitioners who never gave classes before and were also learning how to give their workshops in the process. Of course, all of them knew their practice very well. They dominated their areas. But they didn't have any kind of pedagogical background, so the workshops ended up united in unforeseen freedom of content and use, as well as a pragmatical approach on the practice themselves. Secondly, they represented a kind of challenge to the usual digital policies of the autolabs, since it was the youngsters of the communities, 100 of each, that assembled and kept the machines working. Add to this the fact that it was not the access itself that was focused, but the use of its softwares, Linux-based, of course, and the production and creation based on them that mattered. The Autolabs then assembled free labs with recycled computers during 6 months. As a result, leaflets and manuals were produced by the workshop's givers in order to provide means for whoever may want to replicate the project in other parts of the country. This whole material is now available at the website www.mediatatica.org. Search for Autolabs in the website. There is an English section. for the students themselves, besides acquiring specific knowledge that could be used anywhere else, lots of material was produced, like CDs, radio programs, graphic magazines, and such. It is important to have in mind two basic things that guided the whole Autolabs process: a critical view of new media production and a strategy to replicate the process. The critical view was provided by the activist groups themselves during the classes and the promotion of debates and discussions as for the monopoly of media in Brazil and how it works to give a certain frame of mind in here. The practice and the process of the workshops themselves gave possibility to such questions and issues to arise. The replication was fought to make possible that any person could produce and publicly disseminate forms on how new technologies can be used as an instrument of liberation. The availability of the material was planned exactly to make it possible. The results are yet to be seen. By now, the first experiment of Autolabs is finished. The lack of fundings has not allowed the other Autolabs to emerge, but new projects are just about to arise. We may have good news in a not so distant future. Well, that was all. Thank you very much. Bye bye.